playoffs, as best you can say. What does that mean?
Lovely. Lovely. Feels great.
Man, first and foremost, we got to give Jesus Christ his glory, man. You know, for sure. He's the reason for the season, so let's not lose sight of that.
Tis the season.
And also, happy birthday to my baby girl. She turns 3 today.
So, happy birthday, baby girl.
Thank you, Jesus. And happy birthday, Myla Ingram. I love you. But back to your question. Man, that's what we work for, man. It's work to get in the tournament, get in the dance, and have a shot. So our number one goal always is to win our division. So we're going to have to try and accomplish that next week.
Why'd you stick with the cleats even though you
really fine? Man, I just feel like it's Christmas. You know, everybody in the Christmas spirit, so why not? You know?
You got the ugly sweater on, you feel me?
Yeah, you got your sweater on. I mean, I hopefully they don't do me too bad. I mean, I'm going to figure out if they do find me. I'm going to get my...
They find them. They are the Grinch.
Yeah, they're the Grinch. I'm going to donate it to charity.
Don't be the Grinch.
Man. Don't be the Grinch. Come on, please.
Do not be a Grinch.
Please don't be the Grinch.
Mark, talk about the impact of your touchdown and also Ted Ginn's touchdown.
I think that was huge. You know, we were up 6-0 with 50 seconds left coming into the half. And, you know, a play that we had drawn up because we saw it open. And Ted and Drew executed perfectly. Line blocked it up, and Ted finished it, man. And we were talking about coming out in the second half and playing strong. And unfortunately, we had a turnover. Man, how about that defense, though, man? Them boys are some savages.
Savage.
Some dogs. So, you know, yeah. We put them in a bad position, but they bailed us out and we was able to get some scores to, you know, put the game a little further apart.
Alvin, what did it mean to be in this game for the full thing?
Man, I mean, I was ready. You know, I didn't get the full chance to do what I had to do last game. So being able to be in this game, you know, meant a lot. Came prepared, you know, didn't get too, it wasn't too big of a moment, but, you know, it was important because it was the next game. We were able to get the win, you know, so it feels good.
Did it feel like revenge at all a little bit?
Yeah, of course it felt like revenge. They beat us the last time, so being able to get in there and handle what we had to handle, it feels good.
Mark, you probably answered this 100% before, but what's it like playing with this guy? What sort of swag and fun throughout the locker room this season?
Man, I'd say not only him, but it's a lot of our young guys. You know what I mean? They bring a lot of energy. They're not scared. The opportunity's not too big for them. And, you know, just this guy has so much on his plate where he has to line up how many different ways we want to get him the ball. It says a lot about him as a professional and that he works hard and he deserves all the success that's coming his way, man. He's been working, he's been grinding, and he's a special player, special human being, and offensive rookie of the year right here, defensive rookie of the year over there. You know, we got it. So I'm glad that he's my dog.
What's up?